You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds here are Connor Wickham to score in a Crystal Palace win at 11-4 and Marko Arnautovic to score in a Stoke win at 7-1 from 11-2. This again on paper is a dead rubber, but Palace have had a wretched 2016 and 11-10 looks eye-watering and short for me, Derek.
Yeah, and let's not forget they've got the FA Cup coming up.
Yep.
FA Cup final, rather. I couldn't back Palace at all. I wouldn't back them at home anyway at short prices. They're always an away side for me. And Stoke haven't been, pulling up any trees at all. But yeah, I read a few interviews earlier this week. Some of the players wanting to, it's easy. It's like players pay lip service to, we want to finish the season on a high, and then the next minute you see them going out on the pitch with flip-flops. But I just sense a little bit of resolve about Stoke, which I don't see in Palace. And at 13-5, it's not the bet that West Brom is. It's 10-3. It's not an unmissable bet in my eyes. But 13-5 Stoke, I would sooner be on that before Palace at 11-10 any day of the week.
Okay, we say every week, Dave, that you wouldn't expect a Mark Hughes side to be taken off.
Yeah, but they have.
Yeah, they have.
Tell, and I can't quite explain it. It's not. It's definitely very unsparky, like. But I think Palace is so easy to beat right now in the league because they've got all their eyes, and they have had all their eyes for a long time on the FA Cup final, and understandably so. I mean, what's in it for Palace in this game? Mm. Nothing.
I agree with Derek here. Stoke at too big a price. And you mentioned that about Mark Hughes and his teams. You don't expect them to just take time off at the back end of a season. There was a little bit more against Sunderland last weekend. And Jermaine Defoe, even though he got that late penalty to grab the draw there, Sunderland were scrapping for their lives in that game, and Stoke still matched them. Palace won't fancy this at all, and they've got injury problems as well, Crystal Palace. I'm not even sure what side they'll field here. Wilfried Zaha is out. He might miss the final game of the season against Southampton as well. They'll want to keep him fresh for the FA Cup final. Yannick Bolasie, who is talismanic for this Crystal Palace side, he's been ill. It's vital that they don't risk him with the FA Cup 2 weeks away, so he might not be risked. And Emile Jedinak has got a slight knock as well, and he captains this side. So if those three are out, Crystal Palace will be fielding an inexperienced side against Stoke, and Stoke can take advantage, in my opinion. They have been very poor away from home, Stoke City. You look at their last 9 Premier League games on the road, they're without a clean sheet. They've conceded 22 goals in that run as well. But Crystal Palace, they've won just once in their last 9 Premier League games at Selhurst Park, and they've scored just 6 goals in their last 10 Premier League matches at home. I reckon Stoke are a good bet here at 13-5. One goal scorer bet that I'd have a little look at here is Scott Dan to score for Crystal Palace. He's 15-2 to score any time, 20-1 to score first or last. He's got 5 goals this season, which is a league high among defenders in the competition. And he's got as many goals as any other Crystal Palace player. So 15-2 for Scott Dan to score is worth a look. But I'll go with Stoke to win this game at 13-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.